Several years ago, while working on a book about the Irish experience of World War I, historian and journalist Miles Dungan was handed a stack of letters from a woman in County Meath.
Where have all the flowers gone? Long time passing. Where have all...
These were letters that belonged to her grandfather, William O'Reilly. And he was one of these people who had been in the army, so immediately the war began, he was called up.
Flowers gone, picked by young girls, everyone. When will...
Very early on, he found himself under arms, was captured by the Germans. And one of the sad things about all of this was that his wife was pregnant when he left.
Where have all the young girls gone? Long time passing. Where have all the young girls gone? Long time ago.
Where, you know, it moves from sadness to tragedy because unfortunately his wife dies in childbirth and the child survives, a little girl. And for the next three and a half years, you have letters going backwards and forwards between William O'Reilly and his sister-in-law. His sister-in-law is looking after this small child, and this small child is getting bigger, is getting more articulate.
Long time passing. Where have all the young men gone? Long time ago. Where have all the young men gone? Gone to soldier everyone.
And you do get a sense with this correspondence that the likelihood is that when William O'Reilly gets home, that he will probably end up marrying the sister of his former wife, because it's just there's an undercurrent there, if you like.
Where have all the soldiers gone? Long time passing. Where have all the soldiers gone? Long time ago. Where have all the soldiers gone? Gone to graveyards, everyone. When
he is suddenly released from a German prisoner of war camp. There's a letter from Switzerland to say that he has been released. And, you know, within a short period of time, within a few weeks, he's back in London in hospital. And you realise that, you know, he wouldn't be released for no reason. There must be something seriously wrong. And the second last document in this cache of documents is a letter from a nurse in a hospital in London to his sister-in-law, saying, please come as quickly as you can and bring his daughter with you, because he's not well. And unfortunately, the last document is his death certificate. And what's really sad is that they never made it. They didn't make it in time, and he died before he got a chance to see his little daughter.
Where have all the flowers gone? Long time passing. Where have all the flowers gone? Long time ago.
You can hear more music, poetry, and stories inspired by World War I when musician Declan O'Rourke, poet Paul Muldoon, and historian Miles Dungan perform poems and songs of the Great War at the Irish Arts Centre November 19th, 20th, and 21st. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit irishartscentre.org.
Will they ever...